السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, our Creator, the ruler of the world. We believe in Him, we trust Him. And peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and the last and final Prophet Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa alayhim ajma'in. May the peace and rest of Allah be upon them and upon all of them and upon their families and upon their followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, is the final Prophet and Messenger. Someone sent me a video showing that a teacher had a modest library in the school and he wanted to have some more books. So he asked his students that each one bring one book from home. And he said, bring a book that is not very much read. Next day, he asked the children, did you bring the book that I asked you? And they all said yes. So he asked them to bring one by one the book, put it on his desk. And then after that, he started seeing the book. And almost everybody brought a copy of Quran. And they said, this is least read in our home. Whether this is a true story or not, but this is a very sad reality. In most Muslim homes, Quran is the least read book. Actually, in some places, they don't even read it at all. They keep a copy, some high shelf, but they don't read it. And this is the sad situation of the Ummah. You know, our great poet and philosopher, Allama Iqbal, rahmahullah, he said about people, وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے مسلمان ہو کر اور تم خوار ہوئے تاریخ قرآن ہو کر. He mentioned that the earlier generation of Muslims, they were honorable, respected, prestige they had because they were Muslims. But we became disgraceful. We lost that prestige because we neglected the Quran. Quran is the book of Allah. It is the book of guidance. Quran is not an ordinary book that you read once and then put it away. Quran is not a reference book that you use it whenever you need and then after that you don't. Quran is supposed to be used every day. Quran is supposed to be read every day. Quran is like food, like water. You need that nourishment every day. Actually, our great scholar, Allama Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, said, Quran is more important than food and water. He said, because if you don't have food and water, you will lose your life. Use your existence here in this world. But if you don't have connection with the Quran, you will lose your eternal life forever. So Quran is more important. Quran is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran came to guide people. It is the book of guidance. It is the book of ibadah. Yes, we read it in our salat. But it also it is the book of hidayah, the book of guidance. We are in the blessed month of Ramadan, the month of Quran. And alhamdulillah, many of us reading the Quran, many of us are listening to the Quran, Taraweeh prayers, which is good, alhamdulillah, because Ramadan comes to remind us about Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. But it should not be only for Ramadan. It should be something that we should continue doing that. Reading the Quran, having our relationship with the Quran. It is very important to have relationship with the Quran. Our Prophet said, Ad-Din wa Nasiha. He said, Deen is, religion is Nasiha. Nasiha means good relation, sincere relationship. And they asked the Prophet, what is that? With whom? He said, Lillahi wa li kitabihi wa li rasulihi wa li aimmati al-muslimina wa ammatihim. Your relationship is with Allah. And your relationship with the book of Allah. And your relationship with the messenger of Allah. And your relationship with the leaders of Muslims, as well as Muslims in general, all Muslims. So we have to see what is our relationship with the Quran. Each one of us ask, what is my relationship with the Quran? We have to read the Quran. We have to memorize the Quran. If you cannot memorize the whole Quran, parts of the Quran you should memorize. But the reading of the Quran is very important. And especially early morning before Fajr, that is a great time. إِنَّ قُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ كَانَ مَشْهُودًا. The recitation of the Quran at Fajr time is attended by the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you start your day like that, what a blessing. What a great thing to have that. Quran, if you look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal nas, qad ja'atkum ma'idhatum min rabbikum wa shifa'un lima fi sudur, wa hudan wa rahmatun lil mu'minin. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. O Prophet, tell the people, O people, indeed has come to you in admonition from your Lord, a healing, a guidance, a mercy for the believers. So by the bounty and by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is in which you should rejoice. Your happiness in this, it is much better than the wealth that you collect. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. And the money that we collect, of course, bring us happiness. But more happiness is that we have the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what Quran is. When you listen to the Quran, of course, the Imam is reciting it, the Qari is reciting it, but actually you are listening to the word of Allah. You are listening to Allah. Allah is speaking directly because it's Kalamullah, the word of Allah, eternal word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a significance. And you open the Quran and you say, hey, Allah is speaking to me. How can I neglect this book? How can I put it away? We have to read it. And there are four things that we should do in order to build our relationship with the Quran. In Ramadan and outside Ramadan, throughout our life. First of all, read it. Read it very carefully. Reading itself is a blessing. You know, every letter that you read, and the Prophet said, Alif Lam Mim. Alif is a letter, and Lam is a letter, and Mim is a letter. Every letter that you read bring you blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you recite the Quran. So we should read the Quran. And we should teach our children. They should read the Quran. Quran should be recited in our homes. The sound of the Quran is spread in our homes and should bring blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing is that we should not just read it. We should not just read it in ceremonies. We should not just read it when somebody die. We should read it to understand the Quran. What a pity that people read the Quran but they don't understand it. They don't know what is the message of the Quran. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those to whom we have given the book, they read it as it should be read. That is the tilawa, in the real sense, understanding. Do they not reflect on the Qur'an? Or there are locks on their hearts? The hearts are locked up. So it is important that Quran should be read with tadabbur. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Tadabbur is very important. And Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَنْفَعَ لِلْعَبْدِ فِي مَعَاشِهِ وَمَعَادِهِ وَأَقْرَبَ إِلَى نَجَاتِهِ مِنْ تَدَبُّرِ الْقُرْآنِ وَإِطَالَةِ التَّأَمُّلِ فِيهِ وَجَمْعِ الْفِكْرِ عَلَى مَعَانِي آيَاتِهِ. So there is nothing more beneficial. There is nothing more profitable. Neither for in this world nor in the hereafter. And that will bring you the najat, salvation from hellfire. That you think in the Quran. You reflect the Quran. And make prolonged reflections in the Quran. And bring your mind, concentrate your mind on understanding every ayah of the Quran. That is what brings a lot of benefit. There is nothing else that can bring benefit more than that. So we should read translations. We should read some commentaries. Individually we read it. And if we have a problem, we should consult other people. Seek knowledge from others. You know, Quran is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used two words. One is, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ. We made the Quran easy. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرٍ. We have made the Quran easy for taking guidance. for reminding. But at the same time, the Quran says, that is, وَلَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ. Ayat of the Quran are very profound. And Allah knows the real meaning. And those who have deep knowledge, so that means Quran also has deep knowledge, profound knowledge. And this profound knowledge has to be learned. Somebody has to go dig into the meanings of the Quran and bring the treasures of the Quran. And of course, that requires training. That requires expertise. Some have more, some have less. But still, لا تنقضي عجائبه. The wonders of the Quran will never end. It will go on and on. So understanding of the Quran. And then, whatever we understand, try to put it into practice. Try to live by the Quran, by the guidance of the Quran. And of course, you live by the guidance of Quran in the that is explained through the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, the Hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. The Hadith and the Quran are interconnected. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيَّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. Allah said, we send down the message to you so that you explain it to the people what is revealed for them. So Rasulullah ﷺ is the great interpreter of the Quran. The Mufassir of the Quran is Rasulullah ﷺ. And his life was Quran. كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. His life was Quran. He was walking Quran. If you want to know the person that is ideal Quranic person, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So his life is very important. We have to pay attention to his life. Because we cannot understand Quran without referring to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without referring to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is number three, putting Quran to practice. And you start, and Allah will open the ways for you. اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهَ. Be mindful of Allah and Allah will teach you more and more. The more you come to this path, the more you will see the knowledge. It's open the vistas of knowledge. And knowledge is something that it never ends. Knowledge, ilm is a great thing. Everything else, you know, when you use it, it decreases. But knowledge, when you use it, it increases. This is the only thing. The knowledge is the only thing that increases by use. By understanding, you increase knowledge. By giving knowledge, you increase knowledge. By giving money, of course, you lose the money. But it is by knowledge brings blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fourth thing is, Quran has a message for the world. Quran is not only for Muslims, Quran is for the world. And this message to be given. And who can give the message of the Quran except those who believe in the Quran? They're the one who have to give the message of the Quran. So we have to convey the message. But it is not by passing the copies of the Quran, it is also being example of the Quran. Be the role model. When they look at the life, the dealings, the relations with the neighbors, the business people, the co-workers and others, they realize that what kind of a person of Quran is. And that is the best way of giving message. So give the message of the Quran by living Quran yourself and telling the people what is the message of Allah SWT, with hikmah, with wisdom, and with good preaching. That's what Islam wants. And also remove the misunderstandings about the Quran. Remove the misunderstandings about Islam from the minds of the people. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in this month, in this blessed month. Accept our reading of the Quran, our listening to the Quran, and keep us on this path, inshallah. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. Please remember in your dua, several people in our own community who are not well, and some passed away. Make dua for them, as well as dua for the people who are suffering in the world. This virus has, in many places, has become terrible. And a lot of people are suffering. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless and remove this virus. Sister Shehnaz Madar, Sister Noor Rifai, Sister Kausar Khan, Brother Naqshuddin Momand, Brother Manzoor Hussain, and Brother Rafiq Khan. They are not well. Make dua for them. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfa anta shafi la shafiya illa anta shifaan la yughadiru saqam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afat al-da'ima wal-fawz bil-jannah wa najata min al-nar. Make dua maghfira for Sister Shamim Akhtar and Brother Muhammad Zaki. Allahumma ighfir lahum wa rahamhum wa afihim wa afu anhum. Allahumma akrim nuzulahum wa sa'a mudkhalahum. Allahumma ighsil khatayahum bil-ma'i wal-thalj wal-barad. Allahumma naqqihim min az-zunub wa al-khataya kama yunqqa thawb al-abyad min ad-danas. Ibadallah rahmakumullah. Inna as-salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal-munkar wa la dhikrullahi akbar fa aqimus salah. After the salat, I request you to stay a few minutes. Our chairman has some important message to give you. So please do not leave immediately after salat. Listen to the message. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا استقيموا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Please kindly listen to the message from our brother Hassan Kubati.
جزاكم الله خير السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته For those who don't know me, my name is Hassan Kubati. I'm chairman of the board for the Islamic Society of Orange County. And alhamdulillah, on behalf of the board, I just want to let everybody know that we've done our part to keep the masjid, to keep this institution running. Alhamdulillah, financially, we looked at our payroll, and just to have the masjid ready for this moment, for the moment when restrictions are easing up, and we want to open it up. We've been having Jum'ahs, alhamdulillah, Ramadan is going very well. But now, we need your help. We need you to support your masjid. We've cut back as much as we could, and it's really easy when you walk into the masjid, you see the facilities, you see the staff, the volunteers, the security. It's really easy to have the conception that everything is taken care of, everything is paid for. In reality, it's not. We still need your help. And this is your masjid. We see ourselves as the board as really custodians of the masjid. There will be a new board next after June. We're just taking care of the masjid for the time that we are here, we are in charge. So I just need everybody to really commit to support the masjid. And I'm going to have you raise your hand. And I swear, it's not a trick, I promise. We have about 700 people in the masjid, between inside, downstairs, upstairs, in the parking lot, and on the grass. So if I can just have everybody raise their hand, I promise it's not a trick. Just raise your hand. Everybody raise your hand. Thank you. Just raise your hand. It's okay. I will not do you wrong. Don't worry. Raise your hand. Alhamdulillah. So by raising your hand, you're acknowledging that this masjid is important to you, right? All I'm going to ask you to do is give $100. I'm looking for as many people to give just $100 to support the Power 1000 program. If you think this masjid is worth $100 from this Ramadan until next Ramadan, then that's all I'm going to ask you to do. Just give $100. Some of you can give more, and I strongly encourage you to give more, okay? But some of you can say, and please keep your hand up, it's okay. You know, we're making a stand for the masjid, so keep your hand up. I'm going to keep my hand up, right? So you might be thinking, I cannot give $100. It's for the whole year, from this Ramadan until next Ramadan. Even if you cannot give $100, keep your hand up. What you can do is find two friends and have them give $50 and be the custodian, be the person to bring that to the masjid. Even if you're a teenager, if you're a child, I want you to raise your hand. Okay, find five friends that can give $20 each, right? 5, 10 friends that can give $10 each, right? So I want everybody in the masjid, I want to get that communal energy, inshallah. I want Allah to see us all with our hands raised to support ISOC. And what you are doing by doing that, by raising your hand, you are saying, I want to be part of ISOC. Every food pantry, every family that comes here for zakat. By the way, we don't use the zakat money. So when you donate to zakat, it goes directly to the families. Every person that comes here, every child that comes that learns Quran, every program that happens at this masjid, you are part of that. So I want everybody in here, all 700 of us, to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can all give at least $100. Can I get your commitment on that? Jazakumullah khair. May Allah reward all of you. Please keep your commitment. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Tomorrow, Fajr will be at 5 o'clock, inshallah.